Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Today we have Lorraine, Art, and Eileen with us. All are active Al-Anon members who have agreed to talk with us about a basic principle of the Al-Anon program. What does it mean to take life one day at a time?
Hi, everyone. My name is Lorraine. I'm a grateful member of the Worldwide Fellowship of Al-Anon Family Groups. When I first came to Al-Anon, I had a very young family, and my children were very demanding. And when it was suggested to me that I take one day at a time, I don't think I hardly heard the suggestion. I was so nervous and so afraid to talk about what was really going on at home. And my focus was entirely on the alcoholic. What was he doing? Where was he going? How much was he spending? Was he drinking again today, or was he at work? And I could barely concentrate, let alone focus on one day at a time. The suggestion had to be made several times to me before I was even willing to start thinking about how that could apply to my life. One day at a time suggested to me that I had to start focusing on me and thinking about me. What did I want? What did I like? How are my children feeling? Noticing simple things like, what are the birds doing in the tree right outside my kitchen window? I was so angry also. I couldn't believe how angry I was. Had someone asked me how I was feeling, I'm sure I'd have said, I'm just fine. Yet inside my heart was breaking and I was seething with anger. Continuous, nonstop anger. The idea and the suggestion of one day at a time actually suggested to me that I should breathe, just breathe, stop, and think about what I was doing. And there was so much chaos in my home that the idea was really foreign, and it was a gradual process. People actually listened to me and understood me. My life is completely different today. Every day I can wake up and think, just for today, this is what I'm going to do. And only focus on myself. Sounds almost selfish when I say it out loud now, but it's changed my life dramatically, and I'm so grateful for the program of Al-Anon. It's changed my family and saved my marriage. And I'm really glad to be here. Thanks for letting me share.
My name is Art, and I, too, am a grateful member of Al-Anon. When I first came to Al-Anon, I had never heard of the term one day at a time. I grew up with a father who drank too much and a mother who complained constantly about my father's drinking. And so I learned not to trust my mother and not to believe my father. When I finally got to my Al-Anon program, and they said I didn't have to forecast the future, I didn't have to have everything in order. I could live with uncertainty. And they taught me that the way to avoid this uncertainty is to remain in today. Today, I learned one day at a time, I can do something today that might appall me if I thought I had to do it forever. I was able to start trusting other people again. And one of the things that I learned about remaining in today, I didn't have to trust people forever. I just had to trust them to do one specific action. This principle of staying in today served me in great stead, because what I've learned is that life is totally uncertain. I cannot tell you tomorrow that I will certainly be able to do what I was going to do, but I can learn to do something today. I recall just a, here when got my phone call from my daughter, and it was her son who was killed in a drunk driving accident. He killed himself drunk. And, you know, my plans for the next week changed totally from all the things I wanted to do and wished to do. And I had to then use the Al-Anon principles to be able to focus on how can I help my daughter, my granddaughter, and my family as we're all going through a very tragic circumstance. You know, we learn in this program that alcoholism is a disease, that it continues whether or not the person continues to drink or not. And that for me, what I learned is that I have no control over that disease. One of the things I heard in Al-Anon was that I didn't cause it. I can't control it. But I can cope with my own actions, and I can be ready when somebody else asks for help to be able to show them how the help can come. And through using those principles, I've been able to use Al-Anon in every avenue of my life. And I thank you for letting me share.
Hi, I'm Eileen, and I am also grateful to be an Al-Anon member. I grew up in an alcoholism. And I guess ever since, you know, I had lived a life without it for many, many years, but I realized that something just wasn't right. And I focused a lot on other people and trying to control things, and the focus wasn't on me anymore. You know, it was on worrying and obsessing sometimes on things greater than myself. And when I came to Al-Anon, it really, one of the things that were very valuable to me is the saying one day at a time, because, you know, I would be consumed with worrying about everything, and most of which I had no control over. And one day at a time, or perhaps 1 hour at a time, or 1 minute at a time, sometimes depending on the stress that was going on, really helped me. And one of the tools that I use, because it's not just, you know, you just say one day at a time, there are a lot of methods to get to that place. And so I would take a deep breath, or I would use the serenity prayer, which is God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And it has helped me a lot in terms of my relationships and my trust, because a lot of times, because of the way I grew up and my issues with trust with my parents, because I, too, my mom used to yell at my dad all the time for drinking, and there was a lot of chaos. And I didn't know what it was like to be able to just live in the moment and not worry about the past, or obsessed about the future. It was like it could be okay just being here today and enjoying the moment. And it took a while for me to realize that, you know, that could feel good. So I'm grateful for Al-Anon.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about One Day at a Time in Al-Anon. You're invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at www.alanonfamilygroups.org. Click on Comment. Remember, in Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting. Just click on How to Locate a Meeting, or you may call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time, 1-888-4-ALANON, to find an Al-Anon meeting in your own community. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.